Is this just another case of Michael kind of dangling the carrot in front of us again here?
Well, I think speculation is where we were about 6 months ago. I think we're way past speculation now. I think we're pretty close to fact. So I'm sure that Michael wants to take one more look at it, wants to go one more time with some players up in Chicago to give it one more good test to really see if he can come through it, to see if he can come through it physically. And then I think, you know, if that, unless something catastrophic happens, unless there's another injury, you know, I think he'll, you know, the announcement will come next week.
David, if indeed he does come back, you're from D.C., you know that it's kind of a Redskins town, and it always has been. How will the fans in D.C. react to Michael coming back, and how tough will tickets be to go to Wizards games this year?
Very tough. Washington is a city of stars. It appreciates star power. It's why politicians do well here, and when people come to testify, when people from Hollywood come to testify at Congress, they do well here. Michael Jordan is obviously as big a star as there is, and so the tickets will be very hard to come by. A lot of people who have never been to NBA games will be coming to MCI Center to see him play, just for the curiosity and star power spectacle of it. So it'll be a very difficult ticket.
David, what's your take on the opinion that Michael Jordan is sort of taking down his image a little bit by coming back at this age with kind of a tender knee and with a substandard team?
Well, you know, I'm sure that he obviously is not going to do as well with the Wizards as he did with the Bulls. I don't think anybody expects them to win a championship. I think if they made the playoffs, it would be a major surprise for the franchise. But you know what? This is Michael Jordan's life. And I think for anybody else to tell him what he should do with his life, I think is really really assumptive on their parts. You know, if he wants to play, he loves playing. It's the one thing that lights him up more than anything else. He loves to compete. He hasn't found anything outside of basketball that's given him that charge. Even being an executive in the NBA hasn't given him that charge. And so you always come back. I mean, this makes him certainly no different than about 100 other athletes that have tried to come back. Now, will he be successful at it? I think that depends on what your definition of success is.
And now, we've heard that he has really bulked up a lot, David, you know, maybe playing some forward for this lineup. Can you give us sort of a projected starting lineup for the Wizards? We know they have Kwame Brown and a couple other guys, Courtney Alexander. Mm-hmm. How do you foresee this team playing on the floor, the starting five?
Well, they've talked about all summer him playing at small forward, and that's obviously what he's been playing in Chicago at the pickup games. Personally, I think he should play point guard for the Wizards. I think he could help them a lot more at point guard. He's played that position before, and he was very good at it when he played that position. But if he does play small forward, then Chris Whitney will be the starting point guard. Richard Hamilton will be the shooting guard. Jordan will be the three. Either Kwame Brown or Christian Laettner will be the starting power forward. And Jahidi White, unless they move him before training camp, will be the starting center. So, you know, they're obviously it's a better look. It's a better fit for that team than they've had in many, many years since the first days of Weber and Howard in Washington. I think that he will have trouble guarding some small forwards in the league, even though the rules are more liberal now, will allow a little bit more contact defensively. So, again, I think point guard would be the best position for him because I think he could guard point guards with the new rules. It's going to be hard for him to guard the likes of McGrady and Vince Carter and people like that.
David, in looking at the Wizards franchise, we spoke with the Chicago Tribune's Sam Smith earlier on this program, and Sam thought that Jordan coming back would kind of set the franchise back a few years in its efforts to rebuild. Is there a downside to having him come back on the floor?
There are certainly problems with him coming back. I mean, this is a team that has decided to build around Richard Hamilton, to build around Courtney Alexander, and now to build around Kwame Brown. Every shot that Michael Jordan takes is a shot that one of those young players doesn't get to take in his development. And so, sure, I think the short-term gain is that the Wizards will probably be a playoff contender in the East. They might even do better than that and maybe even win a round. But long-term, it does, I think, have a potential harming in terms of developing some of the young players on that team because they have to find out about Kwame Brown. They have to find out about Richard Hamilton. Are these guys superstar level players or are they complimentary players? You don't find that out if Michael Jordan's taking all the shots in the fourth quarter.
David, has Michael Jordan been setting this up for months now? I mean, he hired Doug Collins, a guy he's worked with before. He talked to David Stern and all of a sudden they pop up early on the NBA TV schedule. It just seems like And I don't want to play a conspiracy theorist here, but it seems like MJ has sort of known for a while that he was going to make the comeback.
You mean you don't think the league scheduled Washington at New York just a coincidence, the first game of the year?
I just thought it was just a sheer fluke. I wasn't sure.
The draft lottery was totally legit, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Right, there was no cold balls there. The Wizards won legitimately. Of course they did. Well, it's been clear, I think, and I don't think anybody is, you know, telling any secrets out of school here. It's been obvious that he's been setting this up for the last several months and trying to determine whether or not he wanted to do this and whether he could physically stand up to it. I think if he hadn't broken his ribs in the middle of the summer, or early in the summer, I should say, probably would have announced a long time ago. But he had to wait for the ribs to heal. He had to wait. Then he got the tendonitis in the knee, a hamstring. I mean, all kinds of little nagging injuries that I think kept him from really exploding physically out on the floor when he was playing in the pickup game. So I think that's what set it back. But clearly, obviously, he has been getting in shape for the last several months. He's been working 6-hour days with Tim Grover up in Chicago. It's not what you do if you're just trying to lose 20 pounds. And so the mechanism is in place. The league signed off on finals when David Stern said, we have no problem with Michael coming back and divesting his interest in the Wizards, his ownership interest in the Wizards. So, the mechanisms have been in place. It's just a question of whether Michael felt comfortable enough to go, and I think he's very close to going.
David, you mentioned the league signing off on this whole deal. Privately, what do league officials say about Michael Jordan coming back to you and some other reporters?
Well, it's obviously not a bad thing. I mean, when you have Michael Jordan come back into your league, it certainly is going to help. If you just look at the number of teams that are now including the Wizards in their 10-game partial season ticket packages, that's an extra sellout that they didn't have 6 months ago. So he will help at the gate. He will obviously help with TV ratings. I suspect that the Wizards at the Knicks will be on television on opening night, and you'll see him a lot on NBC and TNT as well. It has a percussive effect on the league. From TV revenues, and keep in mind the negotiating period for the new TV contract just opened up this week, or will open up this week. From T-shirt sales, all the ancillary things that happen, caps, pennants, all the things that the NBA does, all of the merchandising that they do, all of the videos that they do, all of the commercials that Michael Jordan is in, all of those things get a jump when Michael Jordan is playing. Not that he wasn't still very popular as a retired executive, but he's more popular as a player.
There have been a lot of naysayers to the Jordan comeback. His good buddy Charles Barkley had this to say, quote, "There's nothing positive for him to gain by coming back. He's chasing his own ghost." Has Michael kept his own counsel on this, or have there been advisors that have told him, listen, you should come back. This is really what you need to do.
I think this has been Michael Jordan's thought. I think he's kept his own counsel on that, to answer your question. I don't think that there's been any type of committee in place telling him what he should and shouldn't do. I think he's felt it out, felt the process out. First, to see if he wants to get in shape, if he wants to do the things necessary to get in shape. He did that. He wanted to keep going. Then to see if he wants to play again and how he gets through that. He did that. Had the physical setbacks that kind of, I think, probably raised some red flags in his own mind, whether or not he really wanted to go through with it. But after the last couple of weeks of playing in the pickup games, coming through those relatively healthy, having some success playing, I think he feels like it's a go now, and he feels like he's ready to at least try and see where he is compared to the rest of the league. And you know, you should never underestimate Michael Jordan's belief in his own abilities. It's what's made him the greatest player who ever lived.